And let's talk sport now with ABC Sports presenter Andre Leslie. Hello, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
Hey, Andre, let's start with boxing. Don't talk about boxing much usually here in this spot. Costa Zouya's son, Tim, has had some success overnight. He's won his first Australian title.
Yeah, he's gone one better than his dad, in fact, who held multiple light welterweight world championships but never held an Australian title. So Tim, who is the absolute spitting image of his dad, you could seriously do a double take when you see him. He defeated super welterweight champ Joel Camilleri last night in Sydney. It was a unanimous points win, a 10-round fight, but Tim was ahead on all the judges' counts. It was watched ringside by Jeff Horn, who we know, the Queensland boxer who's been making some international headlines. He was commentating, and a future fight between the two has been mooted. Horn says that Tim Tsui, who's only 20, is perhaps not quite ready yet. A little bit of a throwing down of the gauntlet there. Former NRL player Justin Hodges was on the undercard, which should be mentioned. It was his second professional fight, and he won that fight in under a minute against New Zealander Troy McMahon. The big question, of course, is will Hodges play that ultimate grudge match against Paul Gallen to have a Queensland versus New South Wales sort of state of origin style boxing bout later this year? That's still being touted by many as the number one Aussie boxing fight coming
up. God, what a marketing triumph that would be. I'm coming to state of origin in the real sense in a moment, but just on this, what's the step between Tim Tsui moving from Australian title to contesting a world title? Is that a long path?
It is still quite a long path. And I think, you know, he's only had 10 or 11 top-level fights. So I think he will still be doing a lot of boxing over this next few years. And at 20 years of age, he does have Costa giving him some advice from afar. He's back in Russia. But I think some of those international titles are still a few years away.
Okay, let's go to State of Origin as we know it. Not in the boxing ring. It's just around the corner. We had the official launch yesterday in Sydney.
Yes, this year's slogan is Rivalry Without Rival. As you know, Fran, they try to beat this one up every year, and they normally do a pretty good job in the days just before when the selections start coming in. At the moment, selections are still a bit unclear. Yesterday, we had Kevin Walters and Brad Fittler at this event under the Sydney Harbour Bridge with Damien Cook and Dane Gagai. So those two players are at least probably in the squads, but otherwise Kevin Walters still hasn't decided on a captain yet. Greg Inglis is gone and he had a huge exodus from his team last year. Melbourne Storm's Cameron Munster is being touted as a possibility and he says he'd be happy to do it. And otherwise, big news, Game 2 is going to be in Perth on Sunday, June 23.
In Perth? Why Perth?
Something a bit different, I think, probably taking the origin to a different audience. It's also away from that Wednesday night slot, so I think people will probably get around it, but a new fan base over in the West.
Okay, we'll see how they go with that. Hey, and Andre, in soccer, Derby County are through to what's known as the richest game in football.
Yeah, this is the championship final. We heard, you know, last week about Manchester City winning that title at the top of the Premier League, but at the other end of the Premier League, things get really interesting. In fact, this is the top of the second tier in English football. Derby County won this morning 4-2, two goals to Jack Marriott, but the exact result's not that important. It means that they get through to this championship final against Aston Villa on May 28th, our time. That's at Wembley. And get this, £94 million are at stake. That's $176 million Aussie dollars. So that's all about the prize money, the shared revenue and the TV money that they can get if they get up into the Premier League.
And that's the second tier one. Okay. In golf, well, there's big prize money too. The second major of the year kicks off tonight. What do you think? Can Tiger win this one too?
Yeah, well, he's certainly got the shortest odds at the moment. He's 8-1 to win this one. This is at the Bethpage Black Course on Long Island in New York. Others in the mix are Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, and Tiger himself is going for PGA Tour win number 82. He's won twice in his last seven tournaments, so he's looking pretty good. He took a long break after the Masters, though. He says he's managing his body. He is 43, after all. But he's already talking a bit of sledging in advance of this event. He's saying you've got to hit it long and straight here, which just happens to be one of his strengths. So he's already talking a good game. The other younger competitors are perhaps looking over their shoulder and wondering if it's going to be another golfing year for Tiger. Our best chances are Adam Scott and Jason Day. Day especially has had a pretty good year so far, although a quiet one and hasn't grabbed many headlines. He's looking pretty good.
All right, Andre, thanks very much.
No problem, Fran.
Andre Leslie, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.